HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Heretic, a memoir by Gina Kedlick, read by Exy Sands. Whatever came, she had resolved never again to belong to another than herself. Kate Chopin, The Awakening. Author's note. On genre. While this memoir incorporates research, journal entries, and the findings of retrospective conversations with kith and kin, it's ultimately a constructed narrative of events from my perspective. It's not, nor can it be, wholly representative of any one person. Even the clearest memories are imperfect, rocks shaped by the watery ebb and flow of time. Some names and identifying details of individuals have been changed to protect their privacy. On terms. The word evangelical has meant many things to many people over the years. As of this writing, there is a strong case to be made for its status as the standard bearer of hardline fundamentalist Protestant beliefs in American politics and popular culture. Because of this, I have chosen, for simplicity's sake, to use evangelical as shorthand for contemporary evangelicalism and fundamentalism both. While it's important to understand that there are historical differences between the two, that is not the project of this book. On content. It may be helpful for some readers to know that there are scenes and mentions of domestic violence, substance abuse, sexual assaults, and suicidal ideation. Take care of you. 1. In the beginning. I didn't pray. There was nothing left to say. Nothing left to do but down a cup of coffee, slip into my leather jacket, and hop an 87 bus down to the Middlesex County Courthouse to file for divorce. My black cowboy boots thudded heavy on the marble staircase. It felt like a country song, but it was my life, a life I was choosing, even if I was pretty sure this particular choice was going to damn me to hell. Then again, I wasn't even sure I believed in hell anymore. As I walked up to the family court's office on the second floor, Maneater was blaring on the radio, greeting all the spouses and divorcees-to-be alike. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. The well-dressed woman in line ahead of me had brought her own lawyer, which felt like overkill until I realized that she didn't actually have a copy of the legal marriage certificate. Just the flimsy church paper, as if a church holds the same authority as the state. I went through my own manila folder, making sure I had everything. The official marriage certificate, my passport, which had both my maiden name Cadillac and my husband's surname, which I had legally added to my own, a compromise for a progressive but faithful evangelical couple, and our lease, in case I needed to prove residency in Massachusetts since we'd been married in the Midwest. "Beware ye who walk in the way of sinners," my husband had told me mere days before I filed. His efforts to correct my path weren't working. Not the silent treatment or his prayers that I would simply change overnight back to the woman he'd known before. Hence the dispensing of grand statements that began, "Beware ye," when we passed by each other in our 600-square-foot one-bedroom Somerville apartment, reminding me of the eternal consequences of my pending decision. What are decades of devotion compared with one swift fall from grace? I had been teaching Paradise Lost to undergraduates that semester, hell, that same week, and the parallel was not lost on me. I had also bitten from a tree of knowledge and, like Eve, couldn't unknow the truth. The life-upending, damning realization that had brought me to the county courthouse, where the helpful clerk was now advising me to pay the extra $40 for a grad student, a tremendous sum, to have the police deliver the papers to my soon-to-be ex-husband, was that I was queer. "Trust me, you'll want proof that he's been notified," she said. The scariest thing wasn't filling in my name as plaintiff in the divorce complaint against my husband, or the fact that I would soon be temporarily living with my best friend, whom I was secretly in love with, and how on earth was I going to keep that hidden? It was the implication of what this decision meant for someone known for her faith, albeit one non-believing friend still felt comfortable shooting the shit about faith and the universe with while smoking and drinking in a parking lot at midnight. Someone who led Bible studies, someone who had spent a lifetime prioritizing a personal relationship with Jesus. A devout, born-again, evangelical Christian, for at the time, my entire 25 years of life, the divorce would declare publicly for my faith community from the Midwest to the East Coast to see that God was not enough for me, that my belief had faltered. Even if trying to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?